Man, it has been an extremely busy and fun hour, but it's not over yet. We're getting to the big boy time. Tractors, trucks, yes. Mud, horses, cattle.
Corn mazes, pumpkin festivals, all sorts of fun. And Arizona Farm Bureau is here to help you figure out what you want to do in the fall.
And Julie, you are the official spokesperson. Is that your title?
You're kind of the do-it-all queen. Official, but I am
like
one
that.
Of the spokespeople.
I think you should have that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I love talking about our farmers and ranchers in Arizona agriculture, $17 billion industry. Rumor has it that this fall U of A is announcing, and that's it's going to be north of that. And everybody's contributions, whether that's urban gardens or the big farmers down in Yuma, are contributing to that huge number that's going to be coming out in November.
Nice.
I can't wait to hear what that update is.
Yeah, the rumor is, again, it's north of that $17 billion, but any guesses we might give you? Maybe a bag of pistachios or something.
That's harvest. That's the value of our harvest.
Well, it's the value. It's the cash receipts value. And then all the residual contributions because of the ag industry, including our suppliers, including the labor force. Mm-hmm. So all of that's calculated into that big number. In fact, it's a top tier industry in the state of Arizona. If we didn't have agriculture, there we go.
Yay.
If we didn't have agriculture, we couldn't have any of the other industries because it's a primary industry.
And you don't have to be a farmer to take advantage of being a Farm Bureau member.
Correct. Thank you.
Any homeowner can sign up to become a Farm Bureau member. You'll have a huge list of discounts and benefits from Harkins Theater, Legoland's on here, Knott's Berry Farm, Office Depot, Homes Direct. The flower shop, Sears. I mean, this list just goes on and on.
It's kind of like when you buy one of those big books, and our annual fee, if you're an associate member, is only $59. But it's almost like buying one of those big coupon books. All right, we'll set you up. You can go online and register as a member, azfb.org. Yes, thank you. It's very important. So we enjoy it, and we have 24,000 members. And they're both ag and associate. And believe it or not, there's more associate or non-agriculture members than there are members. So that's one of the interesting caveats. So you are, Greg, because you're going to sign up online at azfb.org. Mm-hmm. You're supporting yourself because you are an urban farmer.
Right.
But you're supporting all of our farmers and ranchers because we're an advocacy group is one of the key aspects of it. And we, of course, just came out with our market basket where we – go into the stores. It's not a scientific study, but it's an important study, and we do it every quarter. Mm-hmm. 16 market basket items, and they're core basic items representative of the things that we grow here in Arizona and across the country. And we just came out with our Arizona food prices, and we're up 5% in the third quarter for this year. But that's not unusual. Historically, our third quarter market basket is typically higher. We just went historically back in about 4 or 5 of our quarter market baskets for this period in the year, we show this uptick. But typically it has a tendency to go down. And remember, we're not pricing using our friendship card when we go into our favorite grocery stores. We're actually just taking prices off the shelf.
Is that the retail cost?
It's the retail cost. So I always contend that any of my Arizona families, some of my moms, can do a better job pricing for those food items. But it's good for you and I because it kind of gives us a trend whether we're going up in price or down in price.
And one of the tools that y'all have on your website that I love is fillyourplate.org where you can find, let's say you want an organically grown bean, Sweet Daddy Pea, and you can put that in, put your zip code, and it'll tell you where the closest place to get it, whether it's a farm that sells direct to consumers or a Sprouts Farmers Market.
Right. We actually have 3 searchable databases on fillyourplate.org, and one of them is for our farmers market. So if on your smartphone, if you're in Prescott on a Saturday morning and you want to see if any of the farmers markets are open, you can find out because we have a variety up there.
Nice.
We've got the direct market product, ag products, is a searchable database, and then just a variety of things, including the blog that posts. We have an article about 3 times a week. So we're constantly sharing this information with our Arizona families. Mm-hmm. And most of that information, by the way, is based on what my Arizona families are telling me they want to hear. So we're covering a lot of issues.
And what's fall without a pumpkin maze or a corn patch or a place to go pick a pumpkin. Y'all's newsletter has a great listing of by county where people can go to a pumpkin patch.
Right. Our newsletter for our members just came out, and it's the Fall Pumpkin and Corn Maze Festival. So if you're up north in Yavapai and you go to Mortimer's Family Farm, you'll get to check out their maze and also pick a pumpkin. If you're here in the valley, if you haven't heard of Schneff Farms, then, you know, you haven't really done a fall festival. So
right.
Schneff Farms is here in the Maricopa County area. We break it out by county, but we've got so much going on. I've just barely scratched the surface. There's at least about 10 to 15 different festivals taking place.
Apple Annie's and Wilcox?
Yes, Apple Annie's and Wilcox. We've got all sorts of things going on.
Wonderful. Well, can we can find that all as well as let me start that over. We can find that as well at azfb.org.
azfb.org, and we're also going to post an article on fillyourplate.org. So,
and from azfb, arizonafarmbureau.org, you can get to Fill Your Plate and all these other links.
Correct.
So start there, and you can get your $60 a year membership and benefit from all these great added value programs y'all have put together. Julie Murphy of the Farm Bureau, thanks for coming down here this Saturday morning with us.
Thank you, Romy.